I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Palestinians rushed to a bombed-out four-story house on Tuesday in a desperate search for any survivors after what they say was another one of Israel's relentless airstrikes in its North Gaza offensive. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Palestinians carried the wrapped bodies of victims after an Israeli missile strike on Tuesday shattered a four-story building in Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip. Gaza's health ministry said at least 93 people were dead or missing, and that 20 of those killed were children. Beit Lahia is among the northern Gaza towns and refugee camps ravaged by a new Israeli air and ground assault. Palestinian medics say has killed around 900 people. The Israeli military has said the operations aim to prevent a revival of Hamas in the area after more than a year of bloody conflict. Worries over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza worsened after Israel on Monday passed a law banning the United Nations agency known as UNRWA that coordinates relief for Palestinians in the occupied territories. Israel said the move against UNRWA was due to what it said was evidence employees of the agency had aided and participated in the October 7th attack last year.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Russian President Vladimir Putin has launched a massive exercise of the country's nuclear forces, featuring a simulation of a retaliatory strike. Putin said Tuesday's drills simulated using nuclear weapons and included practice launches of nuclear-capable ballistic and cruise missiles. Putin has repeatedly brought attention to Russia's nuclear arsenal as he seeks to deter the West from ramping up support for Ukraine. This is VOA News. Kamala Harris on Tuesday delivers her campaign's closing argument. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From the ellipse with the White House in sight, Harris will ask the nation to imagine Donald Trump again in the Oval Office, focused on himself.
Working on his enemies list.
She'd do something different.
I will be working on behalf of the American people on my to-do list.
Harris will stand on the spot where Trump rallied supporters before the 2021 Capitol riot, but her campaign says she'll focus less on that and more on her plans to move the nation forward. Trump says she has none, and America's had enough of her after 4 years.
A total train wreck who has destroyed everything in her path. She's destroyed everything.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chad's president, Mohamed Idriss Deby, has launched a security operation to track and neutralize several hundred Boko Haram fighters who attacked and killed on Sunday more than 40 Chad government troops in the Lake Chad Basin shared by Cameroon, Nigeria, Niger, and Chad. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from Yaounde, Cameroon.
Chad State TV reports that President Mohamed Idriss Deby has ordered that flags be flown at half-mast and that all radio and TV stations in the Central African state should play only religious music for 3 days from October 28 at midnight. Deby announced on Monday the 3 days of national mourning after visiting Gaoboa, a western village in Lake Chad on the island of Bakaram near the border with Nigeria, where Boko Haram fighters killed at least 40 Chad government troops on Sunday night, according to Chad State TV. After the burials, Deby announced the launch of Haskanite, a military operation with fresh troops deployed to Lake Chad to search out and eliminate members of the terror group hiding in the large area. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaounde, Cameroon.
The World Health Organization says more than 8 million people were diagnosed with tuberculosis last year, the highest annual number recorded since the UN Health Agency began keeping track. The agency's new report released Tuesday also says that TB has likely returned to being the world's leading infectious disease killer after being replaced by COVID-19. About 1.2 million people died of TB last year. The WHO says TB continues to mostly affect people in Southeast Asia, Africa, and the Western Pacific. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.